We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Beyond the headlines.
So I eat vegan when I'm out because I'm kosher. So I only eat meat that's kosher, which means it's, you know, killed in a certain way, and I prepare it a certain way in my home.
I eat meat that's dead.
So when I go out, I only eat vegan food. In fact, last night I had a vegan burger over at, where did we go? The Loop? I don't remember where we were last night. Oh, Yard House. Delicious. Okay. So this story struck me. A vegan woman was pranked by her friends after a drunken night out, and she's reported them to the police. She says she's been vegan for 10 years and has not eaten meat since she found out where it came from. Okay. She wrote on Reddit that her veganism is no secret and the people in her life know it and respect it. So after a party, she says, I got, quote, white girl wasted. Those are her words, not mine. She says her friends thought it would be funny to feed her a chicken nugget as a prank. She said, I checked with them before chowing down. Are these vegan? To which her friends replied, yes. Because you can get vegan chicken nuggets, like soy chicken nuggets. Yeah, they're very delicious.
So what? Did she arrest her friends?
She said it tasted off, but I figured it was just because I was drunk. I was wrong. The following day, she received a message from her sister to check her friend's Snapchat. It showed the chicken nugget packaging and her friends feeding them for her. She was incensed. She said she took a screen recording of the video, took it to police on the grounds of food tampering. And now my three ex-friends are facing charges. They all think I'm overreacting to a harmless prank. In their view, it was just a prank and I'm a bleep hole. Okay, so there's that. The majority of the top comments, by the way, on Reddit say she was right to take action against her friends.
Really?
Hey, dude, yeah, that is her life choice.
Well, maybe she shouldn't get wasted beyond recognition.
Oh, so now we're going to blame the victim instead of blaming the perpetrators. What kind of friends are these? They sound like a bunch of jerks.
Well, yeah, she needs new friends.
Yeah.
But really getting the police involved.
Well, you know what? She's pretty serious about that.
She was injured because she had a chicken nugget?
No, maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
We're a nation of victims, Jordan.
Maybe.
I'm a victim. I had to listen to that story.
Friends.
I'm gonna have somebody arrested now.
You're a jerk.
That's 2 minutes I can't get back. I'm going to sue somebody.
All right, fine. Top it with your story, mister.
Ooh,
ouch. That's loud.
Ooh, ouch. That is loud. Yeah, yeah. Okay, did Pope Francis tweet out support for the New Orleans Saints? I don't know if you saw the game. The Saints got some unexpected support, apparently, from Pope Francis before Sunday's big win over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He's got like a pipeline, so that's pretty good support.
Pope Francis isn't known for his love of American football. He's more of a foosball, more of a soccer guy. But he posted a tweet that accidentally backed the Saints. And this was the Pope's tweet. Quote, today we give thanks to the Lord for our new hashtag Saints. And because it was hashtag Saints, it went back to the New Orleans Saints.
The Pope is hashtagging people. Oh, this world we live in.
He went on to say, they walked by faith, and now we invoke their intercession. That was his tweet. The tweet was a line from the homily that Pope Francis delivered on Sunday at the canonization of five new saints, real saints.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But the hashtag added the fleur-de-lis symbol from the saints' helmets.
Really
the Saints
funny.
Beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 13-6, so it must have worked. After the game, the official Saints account tweeted, quote, couldn't lose after this.
Yeah.
Hashtag blessed and highly favored.
That's great.
So I like that.
That's great.
Thank you,
that.
Pope. We'll take it.
I love that. And no one's surprised. Maybe the Pope isn't the greatest tweeter, but I'm surprised he didn't have people double and triple checking the tweets that go out.
But the hashtag Saints, yeah. I could see where it goes.
Yeah.
Which
I guess,
kind of a sad statement of our time. It's not a real saint. It's a New Orleans football player.
It wasn't really the Pope that was tweeting. It was some underling. So
how do we know that?
I don't. I
the
do
Pope
not know
may,
that.
He may he smuggle may. A phone in there,
he
and
may.
He may be a
That's
crazy
right.
tweeter,
Holy
for all
tweets.
We know.
Yeah, he may. Authorities in the Netherlands have launched a major investigation after a family of seven was found Monday living in a basement of an isolated farm, allegedly, quote, waiting for the end of time.
Oh, boy.
Yep, they were
living. Maybe they know something.
And in an enclosed space, police went in. They found six adults inside and a 58-year-old man who did not want to cooperate with their investigation. Absolutely not. I know. They were very confused when the police arrived. They looked unkempt with long hair. They needed help. There was a 25-year-old who looked like and had never been to school. He said he needed help and wanted an end to the situation he was in, this person. Wow. The 25-year-old man walked from the farm to a town where he was completely confused. He slipped away at night because it was not possible during the day and asked for help. Police went back to the farm and found all of these people, father and five children, all between the ages of 16 and 25. And then the 58-year-old man had no contact with the outside world. All the man's children reportedly had no other idea there were other human beings in the world.
Are you kidding?
It's a crazy world.
Well, there's Father of the Year.
It is a crazy world we were living in. My goodness. They said, by the way, they didn't know where the children's mother was. It's possible she was buried on the farm. The farm had a huge vegetable garden and many sheds. They were living off the vegetable garden and a goat.
Wow. Okay.
It's crazy, crazy people in the world, honey.
So here's the deal. My kind of funeral in Ireland. Mourners who attended the funeral of a man in Ireland were left in shock when they heard his voice from beyond the grave.
Can you imagine?
Here's what he said. There was a recording of him. Let me out. It's effing dark in here. During the funeral. This is the voice of Shea Bradley, who was still very dead and in his coffin as it was being lowered into the ground in Kilkenny. In the pre-recorded message, the voice continued, quote, where the F am I?
Oh, my God.
Is that a priest I can hear?
Oh,
this is Shea. I'm in the box. Then
hilarious.
He sang, hello again. Hello, hello. I just called to say goodbye. Apparently, this was a 62-year-old Irish Defense Force veteran with a good sense of humor, and he wanted people to be laughing, not crying.
Oh, I bet they were crying. Laughing.
They were
maybe freaking out a
little bit. Giggling through tears. He planned this prank for over the last year. He was sick, dying of cancer for the last 3 years, but he planned this out.
Fantastic.
And the video of this funeral has gone viral.
Fantastic.
And I can understand why. Isn't
fantastic.
That cool?
Fantastic. Yes.
Have a sense of humor till the bitter end.
That is classic. I love it. Authorities say a burglar broke into a Florida home, cooked himself a morning meal, and then when the residents got up, he told them to go back to sleep. Yeah. The home's
what?
Occupant told investigators he awoke after 4 a.m. Monday to find the burglar eating a meal inside his home. Reported the burglar, and then he ran from the house when the resident did call 911. The arrest report mentioned the suspect may have been under the influence of alcohol.
You think?
And maybe a couple of actual chicken nuggets that she had just found out.
You got a bad nugget? Yeah, I hate it when that happens. All right, we're not picking on our friends from Wisconsin, but a Wisconsin security guard had to call police for help last week because he couldn't break free from his own handcuffs.
You can pick on him.
He handcuffed himself because he was bored.
Yeah. Paul Blart Mall Cop.
The unidentified man was working at a Bath and Body Works in Waukesha.
Wow.
I think I'd handcuff myself, too.
Wow.
But he put the cuffs on for his own apparent amusement.
He did, didn't he?
Authorities said that he quickly had to call the police when he realized he left the handcuff keys at his home.
What a jackass.
After the officers helped to free him, this security guard, hid the cuffs from himself so he wouldn't be tempted to put them on again. It was reportedly not the first time the security guard handcuffed himself without having the key. Sounds like there's something else going on there.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my God.
He'd be a lot of fun at parties.
Must be just a real low standard
security guard at Waukesha.
You might want to up your standards, folks.
I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.